More with Mo. My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at JulieLand.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the man who loves having relationships with young girls in porn, Mr. Richard Avery.
The younger, the better.
Really?
Anything over 19 is too old. Like, and it's just like, that's a MILF, right?
Yeah, exactly. You go through, and by the time you hit 19, you are
a MILF.
No, I mean,
I like them young and dumb.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And do they have to have had a kid for you to call them a MILF?
No. What is a MILF?
Mother, I'd like to fuck.
I know that, but like it's used wrong in porn, though.
Yeah, it's
a lot
totally,
of MILFs don't have kids.
Exactly. No. Oh, yeah. No. And then cougar is technically, if you go to like Urban Dictionary or something, it's supposed to be 35
see,
and above.
See, that's the thing. And see, you could say cougar. See, I like what I would call tabbies, which are little younger.
Little calicos.
Exactly.
I like kittens.
Exactly.
So Dick, guess what today is?
This is episode
75.
I know.
We have managed to fucking do this for 75 episodes.
And like, what, 73 of them are bad?
I would say that. Yeah. I think that's a fair one. But, you know, there is one episode, and I don't remember what it was because, you know, I barely remember what kind of coffee I had this morning.
Yeah.
One of the popular episodes was a relationship episode.
Exactly.
And no, it's not the one with Danny and Xander. Oh, I am so sorry, guys. That was mean.
Yeah.
Roommates, my ass,
and they're
fuckers.
Still madly in love, aren't they?
I'm sorry, did you hear that dead air? No, today, my guest, who really, really loves to talk, is my girlfriend. Believe it or not, we're still together, Alex Chance.
Hi.
How are you today, honey?
She's like the nice, smart part of the relationship.
Oh, again, there's a reason I love you so much, Dick. There really is. You have a near and dear to my heart here.
Yeah. Alex is like the better half. She's like Batman. You're like just Robin.
He went there. Oh, he went there.
Wow. Calm down there, Joker.
So, I'm sorry. So, you are still in a relationship?
Yeah, no, we are still
in
a relationship.
How long have you guys been together?
Over 2 years.
Wow. Over 2 years. No, let's go with in June, so that, which is a couple months away from now, will have been, and I quote, banging for 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was early on. And we discussed this before, and I didn't listen to the original episode before I decided to do this because I didn't want to set off anything. And I'm going to be excited to compare and see where we were then and where we are
like
now.
Like how much happier you were in that episode.
Exactly.
Most of us know. I'm surprised you're like, we've been together for two years.
I think it was under 10 episodes. I think it was in the first 10 episodes.
I could look.
Yeah. Random thought, real quick. Speaking of Batman, Dale DeBone, I ran into at AdultCon, and he's coming back to play Batman in Batman 2.
That's really depressing. Honey, is that what you decided to bring to our relationship episode?
Yeah.
Dale DeBone.
It was just...
Moving on.
Talk about relationships.
Okay,
Let me ask a question.
Really?
Are you guys... It's almost...
Welcome
almost
to Mora with Dick.
Mora with... Oh, that's my show's Photo Boy.
Oh, Photo Boy.
My question to Alex is like, so is it, has it been what you expected it would be? I mean, are there ups and downs in a relationship?
There are always ups and downs.
Do you still love this guy?
I still do most of the time.
Yeah, he's a supportive, caring man, right?
He is very. I will say the thing we fight about the most is what we're going to have for dinner still.
That is our knockdown, drag out fight. It's not about porn. It's not, oh, I'm jealous because she's banging some dude. It's nothing about that.
And
it is food.
And we've talked to other couples, and they have the same exact fight.
Like, I don't think it should be a fight. I think you just go, hey, I want Chipotle.
Well, no, it's just like, what do you want for dinner? Oh, well, I want Subway. Oh, well, I don't want Subway. What do you... Oh, maybe I want Panda. Or it's just like...
By the time we're at the second restaurant, we're like pissed at each other.
First of all, she's supposed to just do what you say. I thought that's how relationships...
Thank you. That's what I said.
I'm supposed to be liking you here.
You're supposed to just... You're the girl, so you do what the man says.
I'm subservient.
Exactly.
Subservient.
And you got to learn the two most important words in a relationship. Yes, dear.
For him, not
for
me.
Oh.
No, not for me. No.
It's supposed to be the girl. The girl's supposed to do whatever the guy wants.
No. He's supposed to make me happy.
Is there a reason why I'm single?
There could be.
Yes. He's supposed to make me happy, which he does. He's absolutely amazing. He's very supportive. He's there for me when I need him, which is really great.
And he's not that annoying.
I feel like I'm not even in the room and I'm getting compliments for days
here. He took my little brother's headshots, and that means a lot because his old cards when he did mainstream photography said, what was it? No weddings. No weddings, no headshots, no kids, no kidding.
Because I hate shooting all of those things.
So average of you.
I know, no. So her brother's only 13 or 14. So I don't quite go into kid mode. It's not like it's the 4-year-old, oh, and a family portrait, but the headshots. And I mean, it turned out okay, but here. Now, Dick, you're going to love this. I used the ring light for headshots.
You don't use a ring light for headshots.
I know. It was just like, fucking, I'll just try something cute. There was a response from his acting coach or somebody who's doing some stuff was, the shadow on the background's a little distracting. And my response was, I didn't say anything to these people. It was like, that's part of the effect.
Yeah, but you don't want to do it.
I know. It was natural I shot some different things, and we were unfortunately unable to shoot natural light on this due to timing. I'm a very, very busy man.
We know.
You're very important.
You're busy, very, very important. Busy.
But I don't think you did too bad for his first time taking pictures.
I know her brother did. Yeah, it's not my first time. Everybody, just so you know.
No, I mean my little brother's first time.
But yeah, no, I think it turned out well. And I think that was good. I met her parents for the first time, and that was.
What did your parents think of him?
They love him.
Really? They don't know him that well.
They don't.
I know. He even prayed.
Oh, God.
At dinner, we had dinner with them when they first got into town, and we held hands while my stepfather prayed, and he was nice and didn't say he's atheist.
Thank you, baby Jesus, for this Chipotle.
And I had no idea
this
was
coming.
It was
actually P.F. Chang's.
I would pray for Chang's.
I had no idea this was coming, and there's like, you know, and her mom says, you know, to her dad, and so would you mind saying grace? And I'm just sitting there going, please let this be just a one-person deal, not around the thing, because I'm like, I got nothing.
No.
Now, although I can pull out Bible shit left and right on Alex, it's like I can go through and quote stuff, and it's like it's sad, and she'll be like, what? I'm like, yeah, it's a Bible story. Go look it up.
But praying, that's pretty serious shit.
I mean, it wasn't like I was sitting there. It was like one of those things of me going, oh, shit. And... I was praying it was going to be over quickly.
Right. Did your family meet her?
No, not yet. I mean, our families live out of town, and it's difficult to go around. And, you know, I mean, the holidays, I always try to avoid family because I think it's a clusterfuck.
Although I am going to his high school reunion. Your 20-year?
My 20-year class reunion is coming up.
This summer, in June?
Yeah, in June. We're going up to Oregon. And I grew up for high school in a very, very, very small town. And it's going to be quite entertaining to half the people still live in town to show up. My graduating class was just under 90 people.
My high school was almost as big as his town population.
Yeah. 1,600 people is when I lived there. So I'm going to be taking everybody knows I work in porn, so the general assumption is going to be that she works in porn. So she's got big boobs, and she likes to wear mildly revealing clothing.
You
got to
do a blowjob scene in the bathroom at wherever it's at, you know, your reunion. Look at me, I'm getting a blowjob.
A BJ in like the bathroom at my parents' house, that would be hilarious.
Exactly.
But no, I mean,
people would buy that.
People would buy that. Just the story alone is entertaining.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, so far, like I said, I guess it's been almost a year and a half since we recorded the first episode. And so together as
it
officially.
It feels like 20 years.
I know. In porn years.
In porn years. It's been a long time.
In porn years, we're doing very, very well. And I think the major reason.
I think you and I have been together almost as long as you and
yes,
you
exactly.
Do
and our relationship is very dysfunctional.
Exactly. I think our relationship is a lot more healthier than your relationship with her.
Now, I think the things that have changed the most since then is she had moved into my one-bedroom apartment that I'd lived into for 16 years, and that got cramped, and she didn't quite she loved the fact that it was 10 times cheaper than where she lived before, but we were really cramped on each other. So we finally moved into a bigger place.
Right.
So we got a brand new apartment. And honey, do you care to tell where we moved to?
Diagonally from our apartment into a two-bedroom.
So same floor.
No, it's one floor.
It's about 6 feet higher than my old floor because there's a stairway up, feet away.
Did you have to get used to the altitude adjustment at all?
I did. But you know what's funny? Somehow, literally living in one place for so long, you think, habit, I'm going to be going to that house, that apartment, and going, oops, oh, I went to the wrong door. Not once.
I did it a couple times.
Yeah, she did it a couple times, and she hasn't even lived there that long.
You went to the wrong
door, yeah.
Wrong apartment.
Oops.
Yeah. I still actually have that key.
Has somebody moved into that?
Yeah, she's nice though.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Oh no. As you walk in or as she's in the shower. Oops, sorry, wrong apartment.
No, I didn't actually do that.
I almost wanted to approval. I felt that I deserved approval of who was going to move in there, and she's a very nice woman.
How long did you live in that apartment?
Like 16 and a half years.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's old enough to drive. That was our...
Yeah.
It's like...
So how do you like living together? Do you ever need your space? Do you have a man cave?
Yeah, I mean, we have an area that's supposed to be our office, but it's turned more into my office and her storage room. And we have our bedroom, and basically it looks like an episode of Hoarders.
So I'm going to ask her some questions. You shut up.
Fuck you.
Alex, so do you do your webcamming from there?
I should webcam more.
Yeah, but when you do.
I do my webcam in the bedroom.
And okay, now hold on. Now I get to respond to that. The webcamming where there's not the response where I can hear the other person, right. I'm all good. It gets a little repetitive. But it's when she does Skype shows and I can hear both sides. I have to go in the bedroom sometime and like put up the headphones.
Your office.
Yes, yeah. The office. Sorry. And it's not about hearing, you know, her doing whatever. It's the fact suddenly it becomes like a therapy session, you know. Or it's, you know, it's like talking about, oh, your little dick, and you, it's like abusive, or, oh my God, you have such a great cock. And it's like whatever she needs to do to make the money, I don't care about that. It's where you get the, you know, I just kind of sit at home, or I'm lonely. And I'm like, I can't listen to this.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Next question.
There was a guy for a while that his mom died.
Oh.
And he...
He's very lonely.
Yeah, he was very lonely and just different things. And he spent a lot of the money actually they got from his mom on me, which is sad. That was also his one that got the custom video.
But his mom probably, you know, wanted her son to be happy. So
yeah, I guess it did make him happy. Yeah, I mean, him broke though.
Yeah, but honestly, you didn't make him broke. It was depressing. It was depressing to listen to the other end.
Who's the clean one and who's the messy one?
I'm the messy one.
I noticed that you backed about 6 feet away from that mic to go, I'm the messy one.
I'm the messy one. I am.
I am
calling the piles that go around the house islands.
I feel like this is the odd couple right here.
Oh, Jesus. Now, I'm not a neat freak.
Oh, they're having a new odd couple show.
It's already on, yeah.
Next. It will be canceled by the time this episode airs, which is very soon.
So who's the cook in the house?
Alex is the cook in the house, and she... is amazing at cooking. The other night, she made me ribs because I requested ribs. And we're talking full-blown.
Full rack?
Yeah. No, no.
Pork? Beef?
Pork.
Okay.
I'm assuming it was pork. I don't care. It was amazing. Pork. She made the barbecue sauce. I mean, she cooks amazing.
Who does the laundry?
I do the laundry.
Yeah, a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Who does the cleaning?
She will destroy a kitchen. Like, destroy
then
a kitchen.
And who picks up afterwards?
He does.
I have to. No. She will literally hold on. This is going to get ugly now. She will literally leave dishes until there could be a layer of sewage on top of it, and she'll leave it there just waiting for me to do the dishes.
So my question to you is, how many times in the beginning, when you first moved in, did he leave the toilet seat up? Did you ever have to walk in and find did that happen a lot? Or was he always nice?
Not a lot. I mean, like, occasionally. It still happens occasionally.
Yeah, the old place, I didn't do it. For some reason,
the new place, he's done it more times.
Do you poop and pee in front of each other? Dead silence.
Go ahead.
He doesn't like it when I pee in front of him. He doesn't like to pee in front of me. I don't give a shit.
Okay.
Because on set I'll have like full conversations with people douching and doing whatever.
Exactly.
It's like you'll take pictures of Danny Daniels douching, but you won't let me, you won't be in there when I'm peeing.
We're in the middle of
but
watching
pooping, though.
Yeah, pooping.
No pooping. Yes. No, pooping is private.
And that's, yeah, no, but she has gotten into the habit now of talking.
Right.
Conversation. She'll be on the couch. Did you know somebody, so and so on Twitter? I'm pooping. Leave me alone. And I just, you know, I do refer to it, not go on. I'm taking a shit. I call it pooping.
I thought you called it taking the kids to the pool.
No, I'm not friendly like
dropping
that.
Dropping the kids off at the pool. Yeah. Exactly.
No, we've moved beyond the turning on the faucet, you know, things like that.
Yeah, you get to the point, you just like, fuck it. We're all human beings.
Everybody poops. I believe there's a book about it.
No. I own that book.
And it's actually good for you. So it's like, I get really
You
mad.
Need to poop.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, we have the typical, you know, my biggest thing is the bathroom, speaking of cleanliness. It looks like a porn chick threw up on this. And I've heard it's not just porn chicks, it's all women. But we'll have, you know, the trash can will fill up. I'll throw in like maybe 3 Q-tips and a little tissue thing. It will be erupting with various feminine products. I don't touch that shit. No. That's your area. And it will just be all over the floor. And I have to just stop and go, honey, it's time.
Do you ever have to go to the store and buy her tampons?
Not regularly. I mean, I have. Ever since I had to go buy... Oh, she's going to love this, but fuck it. Ever since I had to go buy tampons for Stormy Daniels on set when I was picking up some other stuff. Sorry, Stormy. Remember the fashion police thing?
Yeah.
That idea, and then suddenly she felt that it was okay for me to buy them.
Okay.
So occasionally, like if I just don't have time or an hour or whatever, I'm just like, hey, baby.
You're at the store, you're getting, get some milk, get some apple juice, and a box of tampons.
Yeah.
It's good times. It's fine. I mean,
oh, I kind of want apple juice.
All right, now. So here's my final question for you both, and you can don't interrupt each other. So
that's what we do.
What's the best thing about living with Alex, and then Alex Mo, and what's the worst thing? Because what this is going to do is tonight, I know there's going to be an argument.
I'm evil that way.
So what's the best and the worst?
Go ahead.
No, you're going first.
And you don't have to get details, just like...
No, I would say the best things, and it's just an overall general...
Because I know you love each other.
Yes, we love each other, but she's very supportive of me. She puts up with my erratic behavior. I get, you know, I have my little things, and she puts up to my venting, and she's very encouraging of me to go, you know, do and explore more and do my photography more. It's like she knows that I'm unhappy in a lot of areas, and she pushes me into different things, and she cooks for me.
Ah, there you go.
What's the worst thing?
No, you're doing best first.
No.
Do the best first.
Yeah.
Aw, damn you.
It's called Mo, not Alex.
Exactly. Go ahead. What's the best thing about?
The best thing about him, he's very supportive of me. He never gets jealous with my career. Right. He always lets me do what I want. He gives great advice as far as different things. He helps me out a lot with my different projects. I have my own crazy, and he puts up with my crazy.
It's all part of life.
Which is really all you can ask for is someone putting up with you when you're, not just when you're at your best, but when you're having a slight mental breakdown.
No, but that's exactly, I always say to people, like, you, if you love somebody for all their good things, you have to accept their bad things.
Exactly, because no one's perfect all the time.
Well,
and
I am.
Oh, baby, no.
Yes, it's true. Sad, but true.
She's half your age and called you baby.
he's awesome, and he cleans up my messes.
All right, so what's the worst thing about Mo?
He's saying first.
No, you go first.
No, he's
it's
going
my
first.
Show.
He's going first.
But I do, just real quickly.
Yeah, no. I was going to have her answer, and then I'm going to bring it in the show.
Yeah. No, but I do have to say, obviously, it's, you know, people that do listen, all three of them, it does show that the biggest part of the relationship, there's always love, but when you have a relationship, it's the support. It's being there for the other person and making sure you're there for them so that you can, you know, live together, so you can coexist.
I call it like just being able to put up with the person.
Yeah.
Just because they're fucking annoying. So, like, how annoying are they? Like, that's the thing with me.
Okay, so honey, you're going to go ahead and go first because...
No,
you go first.
No, Mo,
okay.
You're going first.
So let's go and with...
You don't have to get into details, like...
I'll be nice.
Just say like...
The thing that annoys me, the things that annoy me the most is definitely the cleaning because there's little piles. Right. It's basically if it drops, that's where it stays. And it's frustrating.
Do you throw your socks on the floor and they just stay there?
Socks. We're talking entire suitcases okay. worth of stuff. You can't walk through our bedroom. Okay. It makes an episode of Hoarders look like.
Okay, it is not that bad.
I didn't talk through yours. Okay. And then, I mean,
like we're doing couples therapy.
I would also say one of my least favorite things that has happened is ever since, and the only thing I'm jealous of, I have to say, with the porn is ever since she started doing anal on camera, I haven't gotten it at home.
Exactly. But you never will.
So. Yeah, and so I just have to. So all the guys out there that think it's this dream, that there's this like, dream idea of banging a porn star, all
just
this kind of stuff, it's not how
it
is.
If you right now, you should be just happy with a hand job.
The only problem is anytime now when we do hand jobs, BJs, things like that, there's a camera involved because it's a custom video where clips are sale. Yeah.
God, we gotta shoot those.
It's such an intimate experience.
I always say, if you fuck without filming, that's money out the window.
Well,
like,
no,
if
I
you
mean,
do anything, like you, it's like, you know, I just blew them and there was no camera. Oh shit, we just lost money. Like mm-hmm. you have to.
No, I mean, I have to say, you know, I mean, with sex, we don't want to film that because on clips for sale, a 4-minute clip will only get you like $3.99. So, you know.
Okay, never mind.
It's the best 5 minutes of her night.
All right, Alex, what's the worst? Because I'm asking you that question because I have like 30, 40 things that the worst is about this guy. So I just want to compare like your notes with my notes.
The worst. He doesn't always believe in himself as much as he should.
High five on that one. Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna agree
you
with
can't
all of
feel the tears dropping on the microphone.
Oh, man up, you puss. All right, here we go. Ahead.
He doesn't think he's as awesome as he actually is. Right.
Self-confidence.
More tears.
He's a puss.
He's great, and he just doesn't think that he is as great at things as he is.
And if he had that confidence, don't you believe like he would be?
He would rule the world.
Yeah, he could kick some butt, do some great things. Make some shit happen.
I completely, you know, I think he just doesn't realize he's as great as he is.
Okay, now I have to be honest, there's a little bit of mistiness.
Basically,
it's very sweet.
We both agree, Alex, that he's a big pussy.
Exactly. Yeah. There's a little quote that I found the other day. Love is spending the rest of your life with someone who makes you nuts and you want to, hold on, and you want to, blah, blah, blah. Love is spending the rest of your life with someone who makes you nuts and you want to kill them, but you don't because you can't imagine life without them.
Ugh. Aww.
Cut. Okay. On that note.
On that sappy note. Besides, I do have to say, I appreciate it. You came down. You have a busy schedule today, and you did, in a very loving way, come all the way down here to Hollywood, which is quite a venture to do this episode, and which I appreciate. So besides our new apartment, where can your...
Exactly. Where can we find...
Don't find me in my new apartment.
Exactly. Where can your fans, stalkers, the people who actually pay attention to our relationship, which is still kind of frightening to me, in the interwebs, where can they find you?
At AlexChance XXX on Twitter, which actually surprisingly a lot of my Twitter followers also follow Mo, and they came to AdultCon and were actually asking about him yesterday, which I thought was funny.
It's frightening.
They follow a relationship. It's great. They can check out my clips for sale store, leavesextochance.com. I'm also on Instagram, AlexChance XXX. And my new website will be launched probably by, when's this episode coming out?
In the next week.
Next Friday.
Okay. I believe my website.
We are in the month of March, by the way.
It's launching in March. Oh, shoot. I was supposed to transfer my domain to him.
Continue on.
Not going to be launched.
Okay. We can find you.
Right. But yeah, AlexChance XXX.com. All right.
Well, Alex, thank you again so much for coming out. You can find me out there on the interwebs. On Twitter at MoXXX, or Mox, as some people like to call me, until it gets shut down. You can also find me on Facebook as Mo Reese. And you can always check out my blog, theaveragemo.com, where you can see all sorts of photos, videos, and you can listen to this show. Thanks for listening.